Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It is 7:05, November the 9th. We're heading, this is our own KCNR Honor the Veterans Week. It started Saturday with the City of Shasta Lake Parade, Veterans Day Parade, which was magnificent. Two bands. Over 80 entries. It was magnificent. We need to thank the Lions Club out there, John Kleckner, so many other people that had things to do with that. I hesitate to even say because there's so many. And then we had MASH over the weekend, the play, which was, I mean, you could say, well, what's that, you know, veterans? Well, it talked about our, you know, the war during Korea, and this is the 60th anniversary this year of the war in Korea beginning. And, of course, so many things happening this week. But first, let me introduce Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And how are you today, Bad Bob?
Excellent. You know, you remind me of the ceremony that the local Korean community put on honoring the veterans. And you were standing there with definitely a lump in your throat looking at those old warriors, and I know I certainly was.
Well, you know, the fact is that we need to honor those warriors that came before us. You know, that greatest generation. And we're going to have a lot more on this Thursday. But the greatest generation, you know, World War II. I mean, what can you say? They came back from that war. They built a nation that far exceeded anything else in the history of this world. And now, unfortunately, that greatest generation is passing away from us. I've heard anywhere from 1,000 a day. Both my parents. Were in the war. Dad fought through, landed at Normandy and fought through Europe. And mom was a nurse. So, and they met, of all things, on a ship on the way back. Linda is on assignment, and she's on assignment because when we work here at the station 6 or 7 days a week, it doesn't leave us time to get everything done. So sometimes we have to schedule things, you know, during the week, and Linda graciously has asked to or graciously you know, said that she would take care of those things, which I hate to do. Now, one of the things that happened yesterday, however, was we had an energy. We had somebody from REU come over and check our house for, are we wasting energy, water, any of those things, and, you know, what could we do to help save energy? That was a great 45 minutes. That I spent yesterday just learning about how you can save tons of money in your house just by doing simple things. Just of course, changing the lights, and everybody fights about changing the lights, but around your door, if there's just an eighth of an inch of space around your door, it's like putting a hole in your wall to the outside that's as big around as a saucer. So it's just things like that. We are going to have, his name is Adrian, and we're going to have Adrian on our show next week, and he's going to talk about how you can save money in your house during the cold season and during when it's hot here during the summer.
Yeah, it's amazing. $20 worth of weather stripping and such can save you thousands of dollars in a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, if you have an older house, too, you know, you didn't have this kind of plywood that they put on houses now that, you know, acts as an insulator. And if you don't have that, you know, the top of your house during the summer, the roof, if it's a composite shingle house, 180 degrees. That's because it's absorbing the heat. And on the inside, 160 degrees. So guess where your air conditioning goes? But if you put that, that material, and you can do it after the fact, on the inside of that roof, or you push a bunch of insulation up there, blow a bunch of insulation up there, you can cut down your energy bills a whole lot. And nothing's going to make it perfect, of course, unless you are off the grid, or in some cases, as some of our friends are, and some of our callers, some of our listeners are, they're on solar, they're on wind, mainly solar, and they achieve that with batteries, and they run generators and such. Hey, we've got to take a break. We've got a big day today. We've got Anderson Wall of Honors coming in. We have Charlie Thompson. We're going to be talking about Christmas for the troops. And we've got Mike Wittrum whose dad wrote this great book, Walkout, a story about when he was shot down during World War II over Paris, France, and how he survived and how he walked out to safety. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:13 in the morning. Our phone numbers here are 605-4567. And you can stream with us at KCNR 1460, and you can chat also. Chat with us. Say not, you know, say what you're thinking. And Bob will let me know what you're saying. Hey, our guest. Sometimes he lets me know. Sometimes he gets, Bob gets in and he starts fights. So, and you can't keep calling people those names, Bob. Hey, our guest is Jim Yarborough. He's a member of the Anderson City Council, but that's not what he's here for today, even though we'll probably ask him some questions here. He wants to talk about the Anderson Veterans Walk of Honor. Jim, tell us a little bit about this.
Well, this is a great opportunity we have in Anderson to show our veterans how much we love and appreciate them. We are getting ready right now to build a memorial park down on East Center Street. It'll go from East Center Street all the way back to Freeman Street, which will be a walk from World War I all the way up to Afghanistan. And we are excited about this and getting ready to just show our veterans really how much we do appreciate them in the city of Anderson.
Now, you can do donations here.
Yes, absolutely. We welcome them.
And that, how do they send a donation to you?
There's an address, and it's just Post Office Box 426, Anderson, California, 96007.
Just make the checks payable to Veterans Walk of Honor. And you can buy, they need 1 gallon shrubs, 5 gallon shrubs, 15 gallon trees, monument letters, et cetera, et cetera. And the numbers they need. So it's going to cost, like you said, $175,000 to $200,000.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. Now, what started this?
Well, I had a dream almost a year ago concerning this piece of property, and out of that dream it came a fulfillment, and the city has got on board and really done a great job of helping us out raise funds. We're also doing the Wall of Honor that's going to be there, where you can put the names of veterans alive or deceased on there, and it will be a great time of memory where people can come by and read their names and what arm of the military they were in and when they served.
Okay. That's, you know, I had both things here. I had Walk and Wall of Honor.
That's right. So, we have both.
So is there going to be a special event or anything to kick this thing off?
Well, we've been kicking it off. We've had a lot of fundraisers. We're already at $50,000 we have raised. And Thursday at 10 to 2, we are going to have a drive-by donations. We're going to be there at the location on East Center Street taking donations for the Veterans Walk of Honor.
Okay, now, that's on Center Street?
East Center Street.
East Center Street, and for those not really, of us not really familiar, I mean, we've driven through Anderson, I don't know how many hundred times, but where's that, where's that located?
What's East Center Street is the new area that we just redeveloped downtown,
yes.
And the location is right next to the Allen and Dahl Funeral Home.
Okay. And by the way, that really looks nice downtown.
Beautiful downtown.
Well, let me ask you some Anderson City questions. Now.
Okay.
Anderson has privatizes some of your city, I guess, city duties there. Is that correct? With the I was talking to your, I guess, the city, not the city manager, but one takes care of all utilities and all that. Department of Public Works, and he said that they contract out a lot of your work.
They do some, yes. Yes, they do.
They keep some people there.
Yes. And,
but then they contract it. How does that work for you all?
It works great. And we have a great team that works for the city. But also, it's amazing how Jeff and Dana work so well with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to bring in people that do a great job for us. And it actually helps us out financially where we're not putting out a lot of things for the pensions and everything.
Yeah, you know, you don't have those people working full time. And, you know,
exactly.
this has been brought up here in the city of Reading, and it seems to be getting slapped down every time that we can't do this because It's the quality of work, it costs the same and all that. But, I mean, are you finding any problems with this?
We're finding we're saving money, and that's why we are staying in the black.
Has Redding ever talked to y'all and said, hey, how do you do this?
Well, you know, they have interchange. The city managers get together, I believe, once a quarter, and they talk about what is really working in their towns. And so we share that. Dana is very hip on that stuff to get it out there to the other cities.
Yeah.
And so we've been an example.
Okay. Now, do you all do, how about your parks and, you know, taking care of your parks and, you know, public areas like that?
Well, we have a great parks department. Our problem is right now with the recession, everybody's having to do a job they don't like to do because they're having to stretch themselves because you just have to keep the minimum amount of people on the payroll to keep it going. But we've got one of the most beautiful parks in Northern California, if not the most beautiful park.
The river.
Anderson River Park.
And I was just down there the other day. It was a fundraiser for Josh Munns.
Yes.
To put a bench down there. It is beautiful down there.
And we raised all the money we needed for Josh Munns.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We, you know, so he will have a bench that will be produced, will be built and there for his birthday, I think,
yes.
January 31st of 2011.
Right.
That's going to be great. What do you see as the largest problem facing Anderson here in the next year? And this, you know what, you came in to talk about the wall, you know, the walk
okay.
and wall of honor, and I'm taking advantage of you this way, so.
No problem, Carl. I think one of the biggest challenges we have right now is just getting industry to come in and businesses to start up so that we can have good jobs for our residents.
Well, y'all have had some luck in attracting businesses down in Anderson.
Yes.
It seems. What are you doing a little bit differently than other people?
We're just trying to make sure that when they come in that they're treated right, and we show them all the advantages that we have and the power workforce that we have there ready, available for them when they do come in and start a business.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Jim Yarborough, who came in to talk about the Walk of Honor that Anderson is building and the Wall of Honor, and he's also a city councilman for the city of Anderson, so I'm asking him questions about these things, too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning, November the 9th, 605-4567 is our phone lines, and you can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. It's currently 39 degrees. It's going to go up to a whopping 60 today. I'm sorry, maybe 55. We're going to have we've got a 30% chance of rain happening after noon, so be ready for that. I hope you're dressing warmly and taking your umbrella with you. But the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They're just a little bit out of Palo Cedro before you get to Shingletown. A great place to have lunch. A super place to have dinner. Anselmo Vineyards, the ambiance, the food, the service, the people are just incredible. Go out and visit them. And, Bob, we've got, okay, the chat room has been refixed.
Yes, we have heard from our provider, Muppet Labs, where Dr. Bunsen Honeydew has been working diligently on updating the chat room. We now have features including private messages, system alert when someone logs on, a whole host of features. Now, if you log on to the chat room, what you need to do is to hold down your shift key and hit the refresh, which is usually a little arrow with a little circle with an arrow on it, and the new page will come in, and it's got some nice features.
So go back. Get on the page, refresh, and then you're ready to rock with us.
That's correct.
Our guest is Jim Yarborough, who's here to talk about the Anderson Walk of Honor, which and just by the artist rendition is beautiful, and then also the Wall of Honor down there, and we've been asking him other questions. But let's go back to the Walk of Honor. This Friday, donation time, people can
Thursday.
Drive by. I'm sorry, Thursday, 11. On Veterans Day.
Yes.
Okay, I misunderstood that. On Thursday, on Veterans Day, and people can drive by.
From 10 to 2.
10 to 2 down on
East Center Street.
Down in the new area of town. There.
And you'll see it because we'll have our flags flying and everything going on. We'll be there to receive any donations are welcome.
All donations are welcome.
Yes.
You know, Jim is also a city councilman for the for the city of Anderson. You know, one of the things that Linda and I took a tour through there with the mayor, Mayor Dominic, and some of your people, and we really enjoyed ourselves. It was a great tour. But one of the things I noticed was that y'all don't buy new cars or trucks, do you?
No, we don't. We try to save some money that way and get some good used ones.
See, because most of your work is in town, so you don't have to worry too much about somebody driving out 50 miles in a truck breaking down.
That's correct.
Well, is that working out pretty well for you?
It's great, because you know the depreciation on those new cars, and before long you've lost a lot, so why not just get something that's a couple of years old and you've still got it for another 8 to 10 years? It works out great.
And then again, going back to your privatization, it's not just plumbing, electric you use, but general maintenance? Or
we have maintenance. We have different areas. We feel free to reach out, even cleaning of our city hall. We even find someone else to come in and do that for us that's much better.
Is the work done well?
Excellent.
And you're not...
We're very happy with it.
The questions I have, and a lot of people have when you privatize, and this is just about Anderson, is that you may pay some more money up front, but you save a lot of money on the other side of that.
It's like the light bulbs that you're talking about putting in your house.
Yeah.
You know, it might cost you a little bit up front, but in the long run, it saves you money.
Saves you a lot of money. Yes. Yeah, one of the things that the gent said yesterday was, if everybody in California plugged in one of those lights in their house, it's the equivalent of taking 100,000 cars off the road as far as... as emissions.
And that's amazing.
And I'm thinking, okay, I wonder how they do that. But sometimes statistics overwhelm me in the sense that, where do you get these statistics in? As somebody said, 85% of statistics are made up right then. Or maybe it's 87. I can't remember. I just made it up. Okay. Hey, we're going to have you back on again. We're going to be talking besides just this wall and Walk of Honor. We want to stay up on that, of course, because it's something that we support wholeheartedly. But also, you know, we have a lot of listeners down in Anderson, and we need to keep bringing you all back on here and see what's going on down.
We'd love to do that.
Our great city down there. I mean, we enjoy going down to Anderson. You've got a lot of great events down there, not just down there at the fairgrounds, but all these other things too.
We'll let everybody know, too, when we have the groundbreaking. By the way, the wall that is going to be built so we can do the Walk of Honor, the bid has already come in, and it will be awarded next city council meeting, and we'll be getting that wall up, and it's going to be a flowing flag. It's going to be awesome down the side of the one building.
That's great. And to get into that, that's a donation of $100. And you can place the name of a loved one or a friend who served in the military, living or deceased.
That's correct.
And so they can be on the wall.
That's right.
So that's it. Sounds and you know it's if of course you can't see this being on the radio, but the artist rendition of this is beautiful.
And too, Carl, they don't have to live. The people that's going to be on the wall do not have to live in the Anderson area. We'll take any veteran that you want to honor: grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, brother,
sure. Parents.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I can understand that, and that's a great deal. Well, Jim Yarbrough, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you
and,
for allowing me
and
to
this
do
will
it.
Not be the last time we do this. Now, Thursday from 10 to 2, East Center Street, right down in Anderson, down, and that's down in the new area.
That's right, right down by the railroad tracks.
By the railroad tracks. There'll be a lot of flags out there so you can see it.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much for
thank
stopping
you.
By. You know, something else that's happening, you know, this coming weekend, too, is the... you've heard the ads on it is Restrepo. Now tomorrow morning at 7:30, Tad Donahoe, who is the father of the young man, one of the young men that was in this documentary. If Restrepo is a documentary shot by the guys that did the Perfect Storm, they spent 10 months with a platoon, an army platoon, and on an outpost in Afghanistan, and this is the story. It doesn't say whether it's right, wrong, wars, whatever. It just talks about the men who fight these wars. It's going to be a great movie. We're going to have something that we're going to have a meeting down at the Civic Center. We're going to do a ceremony down there and then to the Cascade. It's going to start 7:30 on Saturday night. Restrepo. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda is trying to take care of all those things that have to be taken care of that we never get a chance to when we're here a lot. So thanks, hon, for you taking the hard part today. It's 39 degrees. It's going to get up to a whopping 55 to 56 degrees today. It's going to rain, it looks like, on us this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. It's 7:34 in the morning on November 9th. You know, right now, Parsons Middle School is doing a tribute to the veterans, and it's happening right now. I just, you know, the only reason I mention it is that I think it's great. Also, on the 10th, tomorrow, which is the Marine Corps birthday, by the way, in case for people that have not, somehow don't know that from listening to this show, that it's Mistletoe School has a tribute to the veterans, meeting at TMB at... Oh, I'm sorry. That's something else. That's a middle school middle mistletoe school tribute to the veterans, and of course, out there at IGO on Veterans Day, we'll talk a lot more about that. Hey, today also, Gary Douglas, the veterans advocate from AMVETS, is going to be at Tobacco and Brew. He's going to be having seminars on those on filing and discussing your claims that you have for veterans, that things you maybe you don't understand, things you haven't done yet. In fact, we just got a comment from one of our listeners that showed up there yesterday that was able to start a claim and a file a and start his claim procedure. So that's positive. You know, I like to see that happening. And somebody asked the question about Restrepo. Now, as I said, Tad Donahoe Sr. is going to be on the show tomorrow at 7:30. And also, the ticket prices are $12. And the other question, the ticket prices are $12. Now, somebody asked me, is this, how, what's the rating on this film? I would say that this film shows combat. It's not a graphic people getting blown up or anything like that. This is not a game that people play. But it is a harsh movie in the sense of language and the fact that it's showing men in combat. So I would use that as, should I bring my children to this? You know, it's, you know, some people could do that. It's not like it's a there's not like a bunch of off color I don't know, sexual things or you know, graphic blood and violence, people getting their heads ripped off, but it's war. That's graphic. The language is graphic. So that's what I would say as advice. Okay? Our guest right now, of course, is Mike Woodrum. We're going to talk about a book. But Mike is also a city fixture here and down at Jack's Grill.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. You were here, when you were here before, we found out and it was announced that you're now part owner of Jack's
Grill.
Yeah,
we gave you a scoop that day. I became a part owner in probably about July of this year.
That's great. So, how's that working out for you?
It's doing fine, except we probably heard that we had a little problem over this weekend.
Yeah, what happened there? Did they catch these guys?
Not yet. We've got them on for a surveillance camera, and hopefully we will. The police are working diligently, and...
What Mike's talking about is somebody broke in the back and stole your safe.
Stole our safe, yeah. They knew exactly where it was, and they were in and out in about 5 minutes, the old smash and grab.
My goodness.
And eight in the morning on a Sunday morning. So.
My gosh.
One of those things you never expect to hear about, but pretty brazen.
Yeah, it was. And they put it back in the back of a red truck with
yeah,
it's silver,
a Chevy,
silver.
Okay, the police description is a Chevy S10, probably a... late 90s model. So if anybody out there is maroon with a white stripe, if you can help us out, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, now...
At least no one was hurt.
That's
our
true.
Prime concern.
That's true. Now, the reason we have you here, of course, is your dad wrote a book about his adventures in World War II. That's his adventures. He was a pilot. He was a pilot.
He was a B-26 pilot.
B-26 pilot. He was shot down toward the end of the war. I'm not sure. That's not true. Not toward the end of the war, but close to D-Day.
Well, it was 10 days before D-Day.
10 days
and
before
coming
D-Day.
In, I heard that you were on the radio. I heard that your dad was at D-Day.
Yeah, Dad landed at Normandy on that day. And it's fun. It's funny. It's Dad would talk about a lot of things about the war and before the war, because he was regular Army, that... he never talked about that day.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of people getting across that beach. And he never talked about that day.
Well, the veterans were very reluctant. I knew a lot of them. And you didn't really hear a lot of their exploits because it was just traumatic or whatever. Yeah. They just didn't want to talk about it. I think that generation kept that stuff inside.
Right.
And maybe to their detriment, but...
But your dad kind of like let it all out in this.
Well, growing up, he really didn't. As a child, we didn't really know. We knew he had a distinguished career, but the exploits he kind of kept to himself. And then as he got older, he started putting them down. But the book centers on, it starts on his 35th mission. He was stationed in England. And on his 35th mission, he got shot down over the outskirts of Paris.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And we've come back, we're going to talk about the book after that. And let me tell you this, my friends, is I get a lot of books handed to me and sent to me. I kind of, when this was handed to me, I thought, okay, it's a local book. And but when I read it, it's quite an adventure. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact. Well, we're going to talk about it, but even how it ended, and the kind of the postscript was great. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here 605-4567. Hey, we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us 743 on November the 9th. You know, this is Veterans Week. This is, we believe is, salute your veterans this week. So we're having a lot of shows that have to do with veterans and all the events that are going on with veterans, of course. RABA is doing something that's, we think it's kind of spectacular. They're taking donations this month. And the donations this month are going for one cause. 100% of it goes to providing bus passes to our veterans that are in need. And the way you do that is you just go to Rabobank in Anderson and Redding here, and you drop off a donation. Or you can call the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, Rob Burrows. We're going to be out there Friday. Call him at 378-2280. You don't even have to leave your couch. You can just call in and give a donation that way. And this is being brought to you, of course, by not only us, but and the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum and Rabobank, but also KRCR Channel 7 and, of course, RABA. And you can find out more information also on your computer by going to RABARide.com. RABARide.com. Okay. Mike Woodrum is our guest today, and Mike is a local dignitary because he is one of the partners, in Jack's Grill, which has been around for 800 years.
Pretty close to it.
Pretty close, yeah. And you've only worked there for 400 years.
400 years, yeah.
No, what a great place that is, and when we walk in and we talk about this, is how you remember not only people's names, but the drinks they have. I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I don't want to be embarrassed and ask again, so I try to make it, try to get it right the first time and then just continue.
Well, I tell you what, it's you do a great job of that.
Well, I'm getting a little older and the memory's getting a little fader, and I have people that come in and it's just getting a little tougher. But
that's because as we get older, our brains get full.
That's for sure.
Yeah, Linda talked to Brenda about that. Now, Linda's not here today because she's out doing all these other things we need to do to, like, keep a roof over our head, like having people come in and paint and do all those things. We're talking about a book that Mike's father, Henry Woodrum, wrote called Walkout. B-26 pilot shot down 10 days before D-Day right outside Paris, France.
At the outskirts, yes.
On the outskirts. And his story is how he gets out of France. He doesn't speak French.
No, he doesn't.
He just is incredibly, he's incredibly lucky in some of the things that have happened. But a lot of it is things that he did himself, that he kept calm.
Well, I think that his focus in writing the book, I think, was to pay homage to the French people. He was able to use his own wits and with the help of the French people. Initially, he was in a parachute being shot by the Germans. They knew exactly where he was.
They were shooting at him on his way down.
Yeah, they were shooting at him as he was coming down. He got separated from his crew because he was a pilot and the last one to leave the plane. One of his crew members got killed. The rest were all captured, so he was the only one that made it out. But his emphasis in writing the book always was to tell the story of the French people, because without them, he wouldn't have made it. He initially got away from the Germans, and then he just kind of melded into a crowd. And that's at that point, he made his way into...
He picked up a paint bucket and a paintbrush. Now, get this, my friends. He picks up a paintbrush and a paint bucket and just walks away and with the Germans all around. Here's a guy who's got a job to do, so he just walks around. He hides in a bush all night.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing story. You know, reading it, you know, when growing up, he would give us proofs. I was about mid-20s when he wrote the book. He tried to get it published in the late 70s, early 80s. He had an agent and everything out of Berkeley, and it was a well-written book. But reading it, you just kind of, I accepted the fact that it was my dad and all that stuff, and you just kind of, I don't know, nonchalant about it. And then when I read the final proof just before we got it published, it really hit home. My dad passed away in 90, and I had wished that I had him one more time to have a drink at Jack's with him and talk to him about his war stories and just his life. But because it meant so much more to my brother and I to get this book published. But it was ordinary people thrust into extraordinary circumstances, and they rose to the occasion. I think that's true of all our veterans. That's what we asked them to do, and that's what he answered the call.
I think if you in the book, where's the book available at right now?
Well, right now it's on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I don't think they have it at their local store, but you can go in and order it, or you can go on barnesandnoble.com. That's kind of where we're directing people.
Okay, barnesandnoble.com.
It's the cheaper of the prices, I think, of it, barnesandnoble.com. Put my dad's name in, or just the title of the book, Walkout. Walkout,
that's easy, or Henry Woodrum.
Henry C. Woodrum will find it to you. And they have it in hardcover, softcover, or digital.
Okay. Now, the other thing, too, about it is that at the end, after your father gets out, and there's so many different little adventures in this. We can't even get into it, but one of them is he ends up having coffee with a German soldier, a female soldier, in a bar, and there's a male German soldier in there, and they speak English because it was his way of practicing and her way of practicing. She not knowing that he wasn't, they thought he was from Quebec or something?
Well, yeah, his story was that he had spent time in North America and that he had returned to France before the war started, and that's how come he could speak English. And she was an Austrian young girl that had been drafted into the German army, and she didn't really have any allegiance. She was just doing her job, and she knew some English, and she found somebody to talk the language that she was interested in, so they had a mutual attraction, shall we say.
Yeah. Now, at the end of the book, he makes his way out. But then the part, he comes back years later.
Well, my dad, he came back to Reading. He was born and raised in Reading. And he came back after the war, met and married my mom. And then he got recalled to serve in post-war Germany and help with the rebuilding, and he also flew in the Berlin airlift. And at that time, that was 1948, and he went back to Paris numerous times and tried to contact everybody that he had been associated with and hunt down and see if they had made it through the war. Some had, some hadn't. And we connected with the Berti family. They were the last family that he stayed with in actual Paris itself. And through the years, the Bertis came over here three different times, and my folks went back over there a couple times in the 70s and the early 80s and visited the Berti family. Pierre, who helped my dad immensely, was 7 years old at the time, and he's now 72. And my brother and I were actually going to go over in April and visit the family one more time. Pierre's 72. He can still show us some landmarks, the house that my dad landed on, and just kind of catch up with old times.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to tell all the stories about it, but it's a good book. There's a lot of adventure in it. It's written well. It's from one of our locals, Henry Woodrum, and I recommend it. I really sincerely enjoyed reading it, and Mike, you've got a lot to be proud there for, and I think it's great that you are continuing this and to make this happen for your father.
Well, thank you, Carl. I really appreciate that.
Okay. So, one more time, Barnes & Noble.
BarnesandNoble.com, or you can just go into the local Barnes & Noble outlet and just ask them for the book, and they'll order it for you.
Great, and it's called Walkout by Henry C. Woodrum. And Mike, thanks a lot for coming in and talking about it on this special week as Week of Veterans.
Well, thanks for having me in, Carl.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Okay, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda is out keeping our house, you know, getting things done so we can continue to live in the same place there. You know, painting and all those things that we don't have a chance during the rest of the week to do. Today's portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite right out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley, veteran of the 82nd Airborne, puts in Dish Satellite. He and his crew do a great job. If you want Dish Satellite, you want home theater, you want surround sound, Doug's the guy to go to. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Ask for Doug. Ask for any of his people there. They want to help. You know, we've got like 5 minutes before we go into our next segment. We hit the news and go into the next segment. We got Charlie Thompson here and Valerie Ng Miller to talk about, well, talk about Restrepo, but also Christmas for the Troops. So let's talk about a couple other things. You know, one of the things that hit me today, and I've got a whole bunch of great stuff, is that, I don't know how controversial this is, but then somebody did a study and they said texting more than 120 times a day, kids that do this, Bob, are more likely to have had sex, used alcohol or drugs than kids that text less than that. So if it's 120 times more a day, this is the first time a study's been done exclusively or extensively on it. But it also says that a significant number of the children have permissive or absentee parents.
Well, yeah, because it's a babysitter.
Yeah, but we go back to that stupid commercial for Highlander where the kid's in the back seat and feeling sorry for the kid in the other car because his parents are interacting with him and singing and all that, where he'd rather just look at the DVD player in the back seat and stick his little earbuds in like, yeah, it's cool, and if your parents don't do this, they're lame. Stupid, stupid commercial. If you haven't seen it, when you see it, turn it off, go through it fast, or just yell stupid at the TV, which is easy to do lately. Indonesia. President Obama is in Indonesia. He's a little concerned that Israelis and Palestinians are not making nice with each other. President Obama, I know that you talk to him and that you have great oratorical gifts and that you were at the top of your game telling them why they should get together. You looked great. Unfortunately, they don't like each other. The Palestinians don't like the Israelis. Israelis don't like getting shelled all the time. Palestinians don't like getting bombed all the time. You know, it's going to be a long time. I don't understand. You know, here's part of the naivety that comes out occasionally that says, I don't understand why they're not getting along. Now, Indonesia is the largest Muslim nation in the world. Did you know that, Bob?
Yes, very, very extensive, and it's caused no end of problems in places like the Philippines, right next
that's
door.
That's true, but they've also had their share of terrorist incidents, I think, in Bali, and a couple others that killed a lot of people. So the fact is that President Obama lived in Indonesia as a child, and his stepfather was from Indonesia, was a Muslim, and it's no secret that as a child, President Obama studied the Quran and attended local mosque. I'm not saying he attended them all the time. I don't know. But, okay, before everybody gets, you know, wound up again, is that he has stated repeatedly, the president has, that he's a Christian. He goes to Christian churches when he goes. The fact is also is that he did live in Indonesia. Now, what does that do? Well, for one thing, if you're a child from 6 to 10, I think that's when he was there, it can help you understand probably part of the makeup. Or from 6 to 10, maybe the only thing you're really concentrating on is running down the street with your bicycle and, you know, going to school, whatever. So the thing about it is that Indonesia, however, is the largest Muslim nation in the world. They are not a radical Muslim nation, and that's good. Obama, of course, was in India. You talk to the Pakistanis or, you know, members of the Pakistan government, they were a little bit upset that he didn't stop by and say hello since we're in the middle of a big fight with them, we are in the middle of a big fight, and they are on our side for the most part. We're bombing into their country via drones and attacking it, or looking after Al-Qaeda and looking at terrorists. So a couple of comments were that they were quite upset about that. We can go to the phones here. Hey, Jay, we've only got like about a minute, so go for it.
I've always found it interesting because he's either a secret Muslim or he's an apostate according to the Sharia people. So it's not really a win-win for him.
No, you know what? It's when's it ever been a win-win for a president, though?
And please forgive me, but Jeremiah Wright doesn't exactly strike me as a textbook Christian.
Yeah,
the Reverend,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, you guys have a great day.
All right, Jay, thanks for calling. You know, that's right, you know, and I'm not even going to get back. You know, that stuff happened. That was before the election. It was well put out by everybody. It was well covered. You went to the church 20 years, didn't hear anything. It's just, you know, what is now. It's President Obama. He's got to find a way to work with this new government that has just been elected in peacefully. So our guest for the next hour is going to be Charlie Thompson. She's going to be talking about Christmas for the Troops, which is a great event, and also Valerie Ng Miller is going to be talking about Restrepo with me. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Barely reflect the CNR radio. Advertisers of KCNR radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:05, November 9th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And we have a brand new chat room. Hobbitmon. Our IT guy actually put together a brand new one. It's got all these cool little things in it, so I think it works. Is it working, Bob?
Appears to be working.
That's great. Hey, today's weather. It's presently 40 degrees, and it should go up to close to 60 today. Looks like we've got a 30% chance of rain later on today. For Veterans Day on the 11th, it looks like it's going to be a great day. And by the way, this is for KCNR. This is, you know, appreciate our veterans, salute our veterans week. We're going to have all types of veterans events we're talking about. We're bringing people on to talk about it. Our last two guests talked about the walk and wall of honor down in Anderson, Jim Yarborough, and then Mike Woodrum talked about his father's book that's out now, Barnes & Noble, Walkout, where his father was a B-26 pilot, shot down during the war and escaped. And now our guest, and here we have, you know what, I'm a lucky man. Linda,
yeah, yes,
my beautiful bride, is taking care of us today. That's why she's not here. We're getting all these things that have to be done, and one of us has to do them, and Linda takes that burden on, along with everything else, including taking care of me. So she's not here today, but for this hour, we've got Charlie Thompson.
Hello, Carl.
Well, first, Bob has to turn on your...
It is on. She needs to get a little closer.
I need to get closer.
Well, you need... Okay, try one more time.
Hello.
There you go.
I am.
And Valerie Ng Miller. So
you are in trouble today.
I am in
Let
trouble
Let me tell
today.
You what. Your wife left you in the good care of two very strong women who go way back.
She'll probably stop by here, you know.
We betrothed our children many years ago. Don't tell them.
Betrothed our children. I've already lost control. Okay. Charlie came in here to, and Charlie and Val came in here to talk about two specific and different events. So we'll start with Val first. Val?
Well, good, because Charlie will be there.
That's right. And so, you know what? From what I understand, there's going to be a lot of people.
I think there are. You know, it's not very often where you sell hundreds of tickets in advance to a movie.
Right.
Usually people show up at the door to buy their tickets to a movie. Well, we've sold hundreds of tickets already, so if you're thinking about going, you can...
better get them quick.
You should get your tickets in advance if you can. Simply because, you know, it's not reserved seating because it is a movie, so we want to make sure that everybody who really, really wants to see this documentary, really wants to understand about what's happening in Afghanistan and what's been going on in Afghanistan, and would like to have the experience of having the opportunity to meet somebody featured in the best documentary film from last year, as far as Sundance is concerned, a local Reading guy, then...
Restrepo is what we're talking about, and Restrepo is, as Val said, a documentary of a Army platoon That was, and I say a platoon, but they take, I think there's 10 or 12 of them at a time that are
50.
Up on the outpost, right? Mm-hmm. So they have a platoon of about 50 men. 10 to 12 of them go up for a couple of weeks at a time up on this combat outpost called Restrepo, named after a medic that was killed up there.
Right, in the Korangal Valley, which is considered one of the, if not the most deadly valley in Afghanistan. And Sebastian Younger is a journalist whom I have a great deal of respect for and have for many years. He's the one who wrote the novel based on true events that was turned into the movie The Perfect Storm, which meant a lot to me when I was in Alaska in a fishing village to have someone depict the reality of the terror and the danger of fishing in the ocean.
And don't get the movie mixed up with the book.
No.
The book was an outstanding.
The book totally different than the movie.
Absolutely.
But Sebastian Younger himself, already an acclaimed journalist, when he took that on, and then later he was a writer for Vanity Fair. He was also for the New York Times. A lot of his things were published in the New York Times. He ended up going to Afghanistan for a year and embedding with this platoon that just happened to include a local Reading soldier. And he took with him a photographer, Tim Hetherington, and they ended up, he wrote his book, War, which I should have brought in, not that it matters on radio. He wrote this book, War, based on the experiences, but also they filmed the entire event and then turned it into a documentary, which won the grand jury prize for best documentary at Sundance this year.
Well, you know, ordinarily, I don't, I can't say, hey, this is, you know, a great film because I haven't seen it. But I have talked to people that have seen it that I know, and they're saying is, you know, that it's not making it's not making judgments.
Right.
It's not
a political statement. It's about men in combat. Cool. And one of our questions is, children. Do you bring children to it?
You know, Charlie asked me that question just yesterday morning. She asked me if it was appropriate to bring the kids, and she has kids my age and younger. And I said,
I don't have kids your age. I have kids the age of your
children. Hey! My bad. Right. We have children the same age.
There you go.
And younger. And I said, you know, this film isn't necessarily a graphic depiction of violence as it is a graphic depiction of the reaction of people who are involved with incredible violence every day, their grief, how they handle it.
And some people may not understand how they handle it. But it's a way of relieving that stress.
Right. Of course, there's some language. Of course, there is, you know, some... these men were in an average of five firefights a day. It was tough. It was brutal. It was what they lived with. And I said, since Charlie, I know, is being deployed to Afghanistan, it probably wouldn't be the best thing for her to take her children to because it could stress them out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me take a quick break here and... we're talking about Restrepo with Valerie Miller of for the Cascade Theater and Jefferson Public Radio, and Charlie Thompson, who is here to talk about Christmas for the troops, and how we're going to be sending a bunch of packages overseas. We're going to be getting to that too, but we want to talk about Restrepo because a lot of people are buying tickets for this, and it's not just a movie event; it's also something down at conventions here. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460, and you can chat with us the same way. It's 8:14 in the morning, November 19th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out taking care of business today. Well, I get to sit in here with Valerie Miller and Charlie Thompson.
She's taking care of business.
Yeah, well, you know, I've lost control.
Totally.
Somewhere around 8:02 this morning. Okay, Val. There's
got
to be other things going on, too.
Yes, Restrepo, the film screening is, of course, the main reason why we're holding the event on Saturday. But there's a lot of other events that are going along with it. The entire event begins at 6 p.m. at the Civic Center Veterans Garden, where, and this is a free event open to the public. There's no charge to attend this. If you are, you don't have to be going to the film to
participate.
Yeah,
we encourage people to come out for this.
I think it would be wonderful. What's happening is that Sergeant Donahoe, who was the local Reading soldier who was in the documentary Restrepo, he is returning home that weekend for the Veterans Day holiday and weekend, and he will be attending this memorial ceremony that my friend Matt Madison organized, and he did a fantastic job of putting that together. And there will be a you are going to be there.
I have the honor of leading the Pledge of Allegiance there.
And then, Charlie, you will be there. She's going to be. You're going to be part of the firing guard?
The firing party.
The firing party. So there will be actually a 21-gun salute in memoriam to the medic, Restrepo, and other fallen soldiers.
We would actually have 21 guns, though.
Yeah. You will have 21, not 21 guns, seven guns,
seven,
three times a piece, right?
Three rounds, yes.
It's a 21-gun salute.
21. Right.
Doesn't mean
21 shoot salute? Well, anyway, it's 21 shot salute. You know the drill.
Yes, I do.
You know the drill. And then also the playing of taps. There will be a bugler there to play taps. And it shouldn't be a long ceremony from what I understand, but a nice
It shouldn't take very long. Patriot Guard riders will be there, as will Missing in America Project, to provide flags. And then the Missing in America Project and PGR will give them an escort from the Civic Center back to the Cascade Theater.
So this will be a motor parade that anybody is welcome then to join along in, and it will end up at the Cascade Theater. And then the doors at the Cascade Theater should open up about 6:30, and at 7:30 the film will begin. And then following the film, there will be a chance for the audience to participate in a Q&A with Sergeant Donahoe, which will be moderated by you, Carl, the North State Veteran of the Year.
Well, and again, it was it was an honor to be asked to participate in this. And the questions and answers for this is one of the things that when we're in the military and we're asked by people a question, the one thing that our public affairs officers drum into our heads is this: stay in your lanes.
Stay in your lane.
I am a machine gunner. Okay, so what do you think about the decision to bomb Pakistan? I am a machine gunner. I machine gun things. I put things out. My aid gunner comes over and puts ammunition into the weapon. I shoot. Well, don't you have an opinion about it? I am a machine gunner, and this is what I do. No, you stay in your lanes. But what I'm trying to get at, my friends, is this. Sergeant Donahoe is not he is not making policy in the world. He is one of our warriors who has enlisted to fight for our country. And so those questions about, I would think would be things like, how long were you out there? What's it like? You're trying to get into, do you think this is right or wrong? That's not in his lane. That's not fair to him. And that's just one of the things I'll say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Essentially is he's a young man who's been in combat. There's been a great movie made. And, those are probably the things you need to talk about.
I think what he can talk about is what the daily life is actually like for someone who's there in just living
in
the
those outposts.
Life.
Yeah, they don't, things that we take for granted, and I mean we really take for granted here, is turning on the water and it comes on.
Right.
I mean, you don't realize what a luxury water is, or a shower.
Being able to just use
a
restroom.
Well, yeah.
Anytime.
Anytime you want, without having to worry about people taking a shot at your butt. So we really appreciate that this is coming in, this movie. And this is just a weekend of events, a whole week of events that we've been, saluting the veterans. So there's other things.
There is also on Friday night, we should talk about Taking Chance, which is another film event that's coming to the Cascade Theater. And this is actually a fundraiser for the Veterans Chapel in the IGO. And this is a film that is also about the war in the Middle East, but it's about Iraq. And it actually, Taking Chance was a picture with star. It's a fictionalized account, but of a true event, and is supposed to be very, very true.
It's very accurate.
Very true to the story.
Extremely accurate.
It's a beautiful movie.
It follows an Army.
Marine.
Marine, you're right. It was a fallen Marine in Iraq who then is accompanied home. His casket is accompanied home by he's active military,
but he's back in Quantico, Virginia.
Right. Okay.
He was not involved with the young man in any way. In fact, he volunteered to do this because he thought the young man was going to go back to his hometown in Colorado. As it turns out, he heads back up to I think it's Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tells the story of taking Chance home, and which is essentially the story.
That was his name, Chance.
And Kevin Bacon played the lieutenant colonel. The lieutenant colonel that did it wrote the book, and I can tell you it's a very accurate description of everything that happened. Mm-hmm. That happens.
Because
I can't
been involved
tell you,
somewhat.
Yeah, I've done these before, and it's very accurate. I can't tell you that he said all these exact words, but as
right.
far as how it goes, yes.
Yeah, the experience
the,
is that
the
he...
Difference, yeah, the yeah. difference between Friday night and Saturday night is a movie that depicts what happens after a warrior has fallen and the honors paid to that warrior,
yes.
and our warriors in combat daily for a year.
Right.
And it's two completely different movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to talk to Sergeant Donahoe about his experiences out
mm-hmm.
there.
Now, Friday night's event is also includes a hosted reception, and Selma Vineyards will be there. It's catered, and the money and it's $20. The money raised from this, all the proceeds are going to the veterans.
The memorial.
Okay. Yeah, chapel.
Great.
Yes.
So it's
the
a
Northern
great weekend.
California Veterans Cemetery. Right. Yes. And then on Saturday night, tickets are $12.
Right.
And it includes the film and the Q&A afterwards. And, of course, all of the auxiliary events are no charge, and anyone can participate.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Valerie Miller, from talking about the movies that are going on at Cascade Restrepo. On Saturday, and Charlie Thompson. We're going to get to Charlie right after the break, talk about Christmas for the troops. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:24 in the morning, November 9th. Phone line 0605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places in town. Special Joe's got the best coffee, incredible prices, and they fix it like 60 or 70 different ways. It's great. Not only that, finest walk-in humidor in the state. And you know I like a good cigar now and then. And then their community room, which they offer up to everybody. You know, Joe and Shelley are support our community. But you know what? They support our veterans so well. I can't say enough about it. And under our Salute the Veterans Week, you've got to just put Tobacco and Brew up there as one of the ones that really do salute the veterans. Okay. Talked about Restrepo, and we're going to be talking probably a little bit more about that. But let me just throw this out. I have two tickets. For Restrepo. First person that calls me at 605-4567 will get a free pair of tickets to Restrepo. Now, our guest that we're going to join us now, Charlie Thompson. Charlie, specialist, Charlie Thompson. I don't recognize you without your uniform.
I wear it a lot. I end up in it a lot. That's
hey,
true.
Have you seen yourself in the Robba commercial?
Yes, I
carrying a knife, getting on the bus. Pretty scary.
I totally forgot I even had that on.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about Christmas for the troops.
Okay. Okay, excellent.
So tell us about Christmas for the troops.
Okay.
This is something we had last year. Started last year.
Yes, we started it last year in 2009. The way it started was I am one of the vice presidents of Women's Army Corps, and they do one of my responsibilities was to do a packaging project for the troops. And as I started to get into it, I saw that there were a lot of other organizations that were doing similar things on a smaller scale. And at the same time, Linda and you were working on her Martinis with Santa.
Yes.
At the Cascade. And
from the beginning on that the proceeds were going to go to a veteran, some kind of veterans organization
exactly.
or something to support.
And then you were making the DVD, the Christmas DVD
right.
of the event, and you were planning on shipping it to troops overseas. So I had lots of these things going on at the same time, and so I thought, gosh, why don't we just all do this together? And so I approached you and Linda and asked if you guys wanted to get involved in a group thing and several other organizations, and Christmas for the Troops was born.
That's great. And that was down last year at the Vets Hall.
At the Vets Hall.
And there was 300 people there coming through there, 350 packages.
There was about 340 or 360 people that that came to the event. It was so packed that... Okay, Fire Marshal, plug your ears. It was so packed, we had tables like all the way up to the door, and to the point that I just had to say, nobody else, we're going to get in trouble. So that's why we moved it to Fusaro Hall this year, so that we'd have a little bit more room. And we sent 350 packages last year.
I know we heard back from people, you know, it was quite an event. Hey, by the way, Brandon, y'all can stop calling now. Brandon won the tickets for Restrepo. I'm going to give away another set tomorrow on Marine Corps birthday, and of course on Wednesday, Veterans Day. So be listening at some time during the show. We're going to give away a couple more sets of tickets.
Excellent.
Hey, by the way, Charlie has two tickets and is looking for a date for
Saturday
night. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay.
And Carl is wearing the most cutest little pink frilly tutu today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anybody that knows me knows that's true.
Yeah.
Okay,
he does look good in purple.
The amount of packages sent was a huge surprise to everybody. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes, it was. It was just a fabulous outpouring of the support from the community, and we should have a video up on the internet so people can check it out at christmasforthetroops.org, and I'm also on Facebook. Friend us our fan page on Facebook to see pictures and status of the project, but. Fred Chavez at ShastaTradingPost.com.
Great business, and Fred's a great guy.
Yes, he is. He has helped me put together that video of last year, and you can see what a fabulous, fun event it is. And so we just got this great outpouring of the community. And if you'll see on the video that there's just piles of stuff everywhere and people lining up to package the boxes, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. But there is a big, huge process that comes before the event.
That's right. We're going to talk about that when we get back. We're getting ready to take a break here. And Linda called. I know, honey, Veterans Day is Thursday. I may have said Wednesday. I did not mean it, though, but thanks for helping me with this. So you do listen to every word, don't you? You do, don't you? I know you
need
do.
To be monitored.
I do. She sits in here a lot of times. She just looks at me, just with... with aghast sometimes at some of the things I say. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here in a couple of seconds, and when we do, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what goes into making this happen, because we need help.
Yeah, Roger.
We need lots of help. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 14.6. We're going to take a break for the news. Join us right after the news break.
Marines,
well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda is out getting things done and calling, making sure that I'm using the right words and the right days. We gave away the first set of Restrepo tickets to Brandon. Brandon, you just have to come down to the station. We'll have an envelope here with your name there behind the counter. So come down and pick it up, 1326 Market Street. We're talking about right now, we're talking about with Charlie Thompson, specialist. Charlie Thompson, who is, what specialist for? 2, 12?
There's only actually one anymore.
There is, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're old school,
You know, the first person I ever saluted outside of the Marine Corps was a specialist, because he had this brass thing on his collar, you know, up here on his shoulder, mm-hmm. and whatever that was, and... It was shiny. I was a Marine Prime. I'm walking by. I salute him. He says, Marine, you don't need to salute us. And I'm looking at him, and I said, get out of my way.
I knew you were drawn to shiny objects.
Yes.
I tell you what, you get out of boot camp, something that you probably have not done. You will salute anything that moves, and it's not painted. If it's moving and not painted, you salute it. Yes, we learned that one. Okay, Charlie, to get this thing, Christmas for the Troops, off the ground, there takes a lot. Now,
yes,
what do you need?
Yes, it takes a lot. We need three things. So first, let me talk about who WE is, so that everyone knows who's involved. I like to give everybody their props because this is really a big project. We started, my treasurer and I, Desiree Clemens, she's from North Valley Bank, who's one of our partners and extremely, extremely helpful, to work out the value of this project. And if you work out all of the time and energy and the product and the shipping and the event and all of this donated stuff that goes into the project, it's about a $70,000-$80,000 project. So it's pretty large scale. And it takes a lot of work to make it happen. We have, of course, Free Fire Radio, who's partnering with us and helping us to get the word out, and will also be a part of the program on the 20th. We have the A-Team, who is donating their time to cook the dinner. We have Clark Construction, who is the company that's doing the new veterans home here in town, and they're committed to making this happen for us. Shasta Trading Post, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the Women's Veterans Army Corps Association, and then, of course, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is the host now of the project. We've taken that on underneath our umbrella to be able to do this every year under our 501c3 19, and then there's many, many more. I mean, just countless people that get involved to help make this happen. And what we basically need is, we need money, we need stuff, and we need troops.
You need addresses for our troops
that's
that are out
right.
there. Anybody
right.
that you know, last year what was a help is that somebody knew a chaplain, mm-hmm. and I had a chaplain's name, and the chaplain wrote and said that, you know, he could use as many boxes as we could send.
Right.
So we sent a number to him so he could hand it out to his troops. And you know, the other thing, too, is if you've got a son, daughter, aunt, uncle, mother, father that's over deployed during the holidays here and you'd be sent out, we'll send a couple to them. So it's because everybody, you know, doesn't get packages at Christmas.
That's right. And one of the things that's great about this, when you're over there, and Carl knows this, is the troops pay it forward. So even if we send, say, 5 boxes to one of our local troops, because that's what it's basically about, is sending to our Northern California troops from all the branches, we may send a soldier 5 boxes, but what he's going to do is he's going to pay it forward. What they do is he'll take some stuff out of it, and then he'll box up the rest of it and take it up and give it to some Marines that didn't get anything. So that's a very neat
aspect. There's nothing that goes to waste.
Absolutely not.
And trust me, last year it was, how much can you stuff into a box?
That was the funnest. That's what you see the video, too, just people having a great, great time shoving as much as they can into the box. But one thing that people often don't understand, And you know, we go full circle on this last year and again this year and probably will next year, is there's no place I can go to download that spreadsheet, you know, of those troops. That's called PPI, personal protected information.
So, yeah, we need to get the names and the addresses mm-hmm. of our warriors from people,
exactly.
from families that are writing to them. It could be churches, you know, like a lot of the churches here have got members of their congregation have sons or members of the congregation or relatives that are serving. And if you go to the different churches, you can see their pictures up on walls.
Exactly.
Even if you go into a place like, I think it's Costco, mm-hmm. it has photos of their of people that from their employees that have served or are serving right now.
Yeah, and that's one of our community outreach projects, is we're calling out to churches around Northern California, because even if a service member doesn't directly go to a church, there is some, you know, 2 or 3 degrees removed for a church for
yes.
just about all of them, I think. So
I think so, too.
So it's a great way to reach out and contact. So that's one of the things that we're asking for is help us get the word out, help us find our troops so that we can send them a Christmas package. And not only is there stuff in it, you know, all sorts of snacks and essentials that they need, but there's also Christmas cards that we write to them at the event, and that we have children all over the community that are writing them Christmas cards, and Girl Scouts, and we've got letters from a bunch of fifth graders that are looking for pen pals, and so it's pretty uplifting
stuff. It's a touching thing when you're overseas and you're deployed, and all of a sudden you get this one third grade teacher. All the kids wrote to us, and so we're sitting out there, a bunch of these, you know, coming back out of missions, and coming back, and they had somebody put all these cards up on the wall, and it was really cute, you know, to see what these kids had written. You know, obviously some had been censored by the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Free Fire Radio and KCNRs, we're buying 10 of these boxes, and we kind of throw that challenge out to other businesses, and that they're $12 a piece. So we're going to sponsor. We're going to sponsor 10 of these packages. So, and if you want to sponsor these packages, how do they get a hold of you, Charlie?
You can get a hold of me at, my contact information also is at christmasforthetroops.org. You can get a hold of me at 524-1214 or charlieT@packbell.net, and that's Charlie with two E's, no I.
Okay, Charlie's not leaving right now. We're going to talk about this, and we've got that book, War 2, in here. We're going to talk a bit about that. We've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KC Float 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's out keeping us afloat, having people come in and take care of the house and do all those things. She's on. That's not even an assignment. She's working today, and I get to hang out with beautiful women. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Talking about a veteran-friendly place, that's the Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Cut hair. They give veterans a discount. They do great jobs, great prices there. And you go in there, you're going to have, you know, great conversation. You're not going to be talking. You're not going to see Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. Ray or Dr. You know, whatever. Or and you're never going to hear the term Lindsay anywhere like Lindsay Lohan. This is Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I go there. My friends go there. Even Rich Bay goes there. And he has to pay a little bit more for his haircut because, as they say, it's a hunting fee, as they have to find that hair. That Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, our guest today here, specialist Charlie Thompson and Valerie Ng Miller. We're talking the Christmas for the Troops. We talked about Restrepo. We'll get a little back in that again. But let's go back into Christmas for the Troops because we want to talk about the nuts and bolts of this.
Roger. And what we still need. So we talked about the troops. We also need money because we need to mail this stuff. We need to ship it. It's $12.50 per box to ship APOFPO boxes overseas. And we earn that money through ticket sales to our event on the 20th. The tickets, as I said, are $12, and which is less than the cost of shipping one box, and you get dinner and dancing and a great fun evening.
Straight ahead big band.
The straight ahead jazz combo.
And so it's going to be dancing there. And
Linda will be coming in and singing a song
singing.
For us.
We're in the, for kids, though, they're
$6.
$6 for the kids.
For the children.
Now, people can also donate money.
And they can also donate money. They can buy boxes just like you've done for shipping. That's great. We get some donations. Families Honoring Our Troop just donated. I just got a check in the mail from them for
$100. Great people. Great people. Families, Families Honoring Our Troops. Yep. What a great group they are.
And so different groups will send us money as donations to support, which is excellent. And then the last thing that we need is the stuff, like I said, to put in the boxes. And you can drop the stuff off anytime. If you go on the website, you'll see the address to drop it off. There's a receptacle out front, and you'll see a list of all the items that we're looking for to put in the boxes. So you can basically just go to the grocery store or Walmart and grab some stuff and just bring it by anytime and drop it off. 500 boxes is a lot of stuff.
Let me say something. One of our people that's on our chat room. First of all, there was we're talking about a another policeman that was shot and killed in Riverside on a chase. But this one Jimmy says is what you're doing is really great. He still has the box he got in 1967 when he was deployed.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's that kind of, it means a lot to people to get them. You know,
that is an excellent.
You know, sometimes you'll hear things like, you know, okay, we're tough. Okay, yeah, great. But that evening or that time, and you're kind of by yourself, and you open up the box there, and you see the things that are in it, the Christmas cards, those little goodies, you may be able to get them. Sometimes they bring out the PX, the traveling PX, or you get to go back out there. But some of these guys, like Sergeant Donahoe, that was out on Combat Outpost Restrepo, and some of the people we're going to be talking tomorrow during the Marine Corps birthday, the boxes they got, it means a lot to them because they push it out. You know, here comes this helicopter, and they're bouncing off, kicking off boxes of ammunition and MREs and these boxes, too.
So you don't want to send anything breakable, then?
No, perhaps not. And you remember what Karen Bozeman did last year for the boxes? She had went out to, Lake Shasta someplace and gathered hundreds of little pine cones And then she glittered them, glittered and glued them, and scented them with Christmas ginger cinnamon scent, and little tied a little bow on them. And she put those
Karen
in the boxes.
Karen Bozeman, you know, what a great effort Karen made. You know, Chameleon Costumes. What a she gets into it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
what
that
else,
when
what
they
else
opened
we need
it up, they could smell that Christmas.
It smells
scent.
Like Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
It was beautiful.
So where do they drop the stuff off at now?
The address is on the website. You can go on there. There's the address is on there. And like I said, there's a receptacle.
People without,
you can drop
without
it off.
Computers.
And, oh, 1217 Pueblo Court.
Okay, and that's...
That is...
Okay, so I tell you what, too.
I was trying not to say that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll... okay, also, we'll... you know what we're going to do? We'll put a box here.
Oh, that would be great.
At KCNR. We'll put a box out, and we'll go find a box. Now, Bob, let's find a box. And people can come in. We're right down here at 1326 Market Street. Now, don't get upset if the door's locked. We're not here all the time. But, you know, just give us a call, and we'll fill up boxes, and then Charlie can come by and pick them up.
And that's why I did it the way that I didn't just put a receptacle out there so that people could just drop stuff off any time that it was convenient for them. And the list is on the website, like I said. And the stuff are, you know, things like... jerky and noodles and not chocolate but granola
nothing
bars.
Nothing that melts, nothing that can be broken.
Exactly. Yeah. Essentials like shampoo and shaving cream and things like that. Because a lot of times people don't realize that troops are over
little
there.
Little shaving creams, not the big ones.
Yes, not the big gigantic bottles.
Send everything like, you know, you've seen those travel in those travel spots where you could buy the small of everything. Do that. Mm-hmm. That's because they can stick it in their pack. It's easy to carry. You start giving big things, and you know what? They get put aside because you just can't
carry them
around. Can't carry them around with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now on
and toys
and
small toys
to give away to the children.
To the children.
You know, and Marines and soldiers do that. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids play a big part. Unfortunately, you know, children get caught up in wars. And, you know, anything we can do to help them, I mean, handing out teddy bears, handing out little things, is the children really, really appreciate that. And you know what? And it sometimes it saves lives. Mm-hmm. It saves lives for the children, but also saves our warriors' lives, too. Because they genuinely do care about this. Okay, we've got to take a break. We're going to come back and finish up with how we're going to do this. And this we'll have you back on again, Charlie. But we want to talk Restrepo just a little bit more. Valerie Miller is still here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is KCNR 1460. Salute to the Veterans Week. Started Saturday with the Shasta Lake City Parade, and it's going all the way through this Saturday. And we always salute our veterans. We always honor our veterans, of course, here at KCNR. But this is kind of a special week with everything that's going on. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley is a veteran, 82nd Airborne. They've been in business for 15 years here. BNT Satellite, they put in Dish Satellite, 244-1988. Give Doug a call. He'll talk to Heather or Doug. They do great work. We use them at the Bot House. Hey, we're the weather today, right now, it's 42 degrees. It's going to rain today, it looks like, 30% chance of rain. It's going to go all the way up to maybe 58. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, what a great place to eat. The restaurant out there, they serve lunch, they have dinner. Chef John Stadelli is absolutely a great chef. Ambiance, everything out there. It's just a quick drive out of Palo Cedro right before you get to Shingletown. Nine miles before Shingletown. And some of them, they bring the weather to you every day. Okay, our guest, Specialist Charlie Thompson, talking about Christmas for the Troops, and Valerie Ng Miller about Restrepo, the event for this weekend.
On Saturday. You know, somebody wrote in or called in earlier and had a question that I didn't know the answer to. But I think Charlie does know the answer. It's a Restrepo event about who is going to be the bugler playing
taps.
And I don't know, but
I think I'm not going to bet a vital organ on this.
Yeah.
But if it is Honor Guard Team 6, that my unit that's doing it, then it would be Staff Sergeant Jeremy Cash. He is a bugler in the Army Reserve Band.
The writer, the one that sent that in, used to be in the, one of the service bands. And so he's still active in that. Okay, let's do quick, Charlie. Where do they get a hold of you one more time?
524-1214.
And we're talking November
1240.
Yeah, and we're talking November 20th that this is going
to
happen.
Yes, so we need to hurry up.
We got some time, but we got to start getting it on there. We'll have
and lights and decorations. We need lights, and there's specific decorations we need. We need clear lights, icicle lights for the hall. So if anybody has those, give me a call.
Great. And Valerie Ing Miller from Jefferson Public Radio and the Cascade Theater, Restrepo, on Saturday. Big event. It's going to start really at 6 p.m. down at the Convention Center at the Veterans Garden there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a we honor all veterans there. Pledge of Allegiance, 21-gun salute, taps, and then an escort from there with the Patriot Guard Riders and the Missing in America Project.
To the Cascade.
To the Cascade.
And you know what? Something I failed to mention earlier, which is a wonderful part of this event. When the event starts at the Cascade Theater, it will begin with the beautiful voice of Carol Pingree, who is a local young woman who will be singing the national anthem on stage.
That's right.
And
that's
Carol
right.
sang on stage on the Cascade Theater years ago before we had finished the restoration project when she was still in middle school, I think, at the time. And she had just a spectacular voice then, and it's only gotten better. She participated in Shasta Idol. She's been singing around the area, and she'll be, and she has a brother who is stationed overseas right now as well. So she'll be there.
We need his address.
Right. Well, you know what? This is this whole week now. Tomorrow, November 10th, we're going to have Tad Donahoe Senior, the father of Sergeant Donahoe, will be on our show tomorrow at 7:30. Talking about, you know, his son, talking about what's happening. What a proud man he is.
Yes, he is.
So he's going to be on. We'll have him, and we're going to have him on from 7:30 to 8, and then he has to take off. And then at 8 o'clock, it's Marine Corps birthday, my friends, November 10th, 235th anniversary of taking care of business. So we'll have some older Marines, some younger Marines, people, you know, could call in. But we're going to talk about the Marine Corps, as we will every service on its their birthday, of course. And November 11th, Veterans Day, on Thursday out at Igo Cemetery, starts at 10:55. So after we're going to have veterans on that day. We're going to have a number of other people on that day to talk about, you know, service to our country.
You know, I was thinking about making sure I let people know before we're done this morning how they can get tickets.
Oh, yeah, because you're...
To Taking Chance and to Restrepo.
Right.
Tickets both to each event. Now, Taking Chance is Friday night at the Cascade Theater, and with the hosted reception with Anselmo Vineyards there, and I think food from Cal de Mercurio, and it raises money for the Veterans Memorial Chapel. And then on Saturday night, of course, Restrepo. And tickets for both of those events can be found online at cascadetheater.org or through the Cascade Theater box office at 243-8877.
I understand a lot of tickets have been sold for Restrepo already.
Several hundred
already.
In advance.
So, my friends, I urge you, you know, if you can, see both, of course. And, again, honoring the veterans. You know, both of them are great movies. Restrepo, of course, on Saturday. It's going to be more of the Mud Marine type, combat type in there. We're not quite as fancy, but I think we're going to get the job done. So Restrepo on Saturday, Taking Chance on Friday. Please go to the Cascade website or go down there. Or I guess you can call also. What's the phone number?
243-8877. They open at 11, so a few more hours. But
there you go.
You can go online now.
And Charlie, you're going to be back again. We'll keep talking this and pushing this. We're running a PSA now on it, and we'll keep doing that.
Okay.
Valerie, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. And Charlie Thompson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carl. Had a good time.
You know, this is, salute to the Veterans Week, but every week really is a salute to the veterans.
Roger that.
Hey, Linda, we miss you. Linda's out taking care of business today, so I can actually go back home.
Hi, Linda.
I don't have to
Hi.
Do it. There you go. Again, tomorrow, Tad Donahoe Sr. from the Sun's Inn with Strepo. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.